There will soon be new rules in Boston for short-term housing rentals, like those done through Airbnb, HomeAway, and VRBO. The City Council approved the regulations yesterday, and Mayor Marty Walsh says he looks forward to signing them. WBUR's Zeninjoran Wameka reports.
Okay, here are the new rules for short-term rentals. If you own and live in your home, you can rent it out on a site like Airbnb. So that could be a room or a unit in a two- or three-family home. What's not allowed? The measure bans renters and people who own units but don't live in them from doing nightly rentals. City Councilor Frank Baker calls banning investor units counterproductive.
I'm concerned that completely eliminating investor units will push all the short-term rentals out of downtown and into the surrounding neighborhoods, where the most affordable housing exists today, therefore limiting the affordable housing.
An amendment was put forth to allow investor units, but it failed. His argument, however, touches on a key topic of concern for many people: affordable housing. Housing advocates worry about displacement and affordability due to the growing short-term rental industry. City Councilor Ayanna Presley says the regulations on short-term rentals are needed to protect affordable housing.
Short-term rentals are contributing to this public health crisis and epidemic that is the affordable housing crisis, and without regulation or data collection, stands to become an even larger contributor to displacement.
Presley believes the new rules strike a balance between preserving the short-term rental industry and protecting housing stock in the city. But short-term rental companies like Airbnb and HomeAway disagree. In statements, both say the new rules harm the people who use their services. People like Deborah Valianti and those who have been renting her Brighton home on Airbnb for the past 4 years.
This is really a very difficult situation if we want to continue to maintain that Boston is a world-class city. I mean, I get people from all over the world that cannot afford to stay in hotels. They can't.
The new ordinance includes provisions for data collection. City Councilor-at-Large Michael Flaherty hopes this will allow the council to assess the impact of short-term rentals.
The next year will be a learning period to see how this ordinance has impacted the industry as well as our city. And if needed, we, as the members of Boston City Council, working with the administration, can revisit the conversation to take further action.
Mayor Walsh is expected to sign the measure in the coming days. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.